Back here, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin of Main Street Media here with you on a Thursday as we play our intro songs. When you walk into a room, what song do you want to play?
That's number two on my list.
That's just a good one.
Into that.
You just kind of get to the beat.
And people are looking around like, what's going on? And you walk in and disappoint everybody. It's even better when you do that.
I need a smoke machine too. walking into that. Speaking of walking into a room, Coach Kevin Creasy, when he walks into a room, everybody pays attention.
Amen.
Because they know he is on the line with us, head coach of the Oakland Patriots. And, Coach, appreciate the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the shout-out. I wished I had some intro music.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was it right there. I mean, do you get into that when you're standing on the sideline before a game? And we all know these kids today, I mean, they got to have their warm-up music, but does it help you out at all?
You know, I don't know about myself, but it definitely helps the players. But my big thing is the crowd. If the crowd's into it, you know, before the game's even kicked off, that's when you know it's going to be a special night.
No doubt about that. So I wanted to ask you this because you've obviously had a lot of success in your career before Oakland and then obviously in your years at Oakland. But when you got there, there was a culture of winning. It had been a very successful program, and obviously building that culture is hard in itself, but in my opinion, keeping it is even harder. So how have you been able to do that as you've gone through, you know, all these kids that come through there and have their 4 years? How are you able to sustain that culture of winning that you have there at Oakland?
Well, you know, it's tough to maintain, that's for sure, but I think we had a pretty good plan when we were at Trousdale County. I think I worked under some good people, and then now I've got some really good people working under me, and I think consistency is part of the deal. I think being able to have a lot of the same guys in the building with you for years at a time, I think that's huge, and I've got some really good assistant coaches that have been with me through the long haul. So we had a pretty good idea of what we were doing at Trousdale, and you know, brought it to a bigger stage here at Oakland, and you know, we feel like our plan's pretty infallible as long as we don't screw it up. But at the same time, you know, they were winning at Oakland before I got here. They were winning at Trousdale before I got here. So we had some big shoes to fill, and there was a lot of high expectations, but that's the kind of job that you want. If you're in the business of trying to win state championships, you know, you want that kind of pressure. You want high expectations, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
How much of that culture building, though, starts before they even get to you? I mean, Rutherford County in general has a long tradition of having some very good high school football programs outside of your own. But, you know, as these kids are coming up through elementary school and then into middle school and junior high, all those things, it feels like that when they get there, they kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, we do think that's part of the bigger picture. You know, we had that going when I was at Trousdale County. You know, we started a youth league and then had a lot of the same coaches worked in the middle school, and then had a JV schedule, something we didn't really have before I got there. So we played some JV guys and, you know, just kind of got them in our farm system, I guess you'd say, and then doing the same thing here. You know, we got a really good youth league, run a lot of the same plays that we run, you know, and then our middle school coaches, you know, they've wanted county championship the last 3 years, but they're two of my former coaches that are working at the middle school, and freshman, you know, went undefeated again this year. JV's gone undefeated the 7 years I've been here. So it's one of those deals where it's not just about running the same plays, it's about the expectations. And like you said, they kind of know what's expected of them on and off the field before they even get to the varsity level.
Talking to America's coach, Kevin Creasy at Oakland High School. It's funny, Coach, you bring that up. Had a conversation one time with Jay Barker about winning at the high school level, and he said exactly what you said. He's like, it starts in fifth and sixth grade where they're running the same system you are. He goes, I came up through the same system all through middle school and then the JV team, the high school, down at Hewitt Trustful in Alabama, and already knew what to do and how to play. So I don't know why more – I know it's not every school can do that, but you've laid out a plan where when they get to Oakland, when they get to you, they already kind of know what they should do and what they should expect.
Yeah, we're real lucky, you know, to be a growing town like we're in, and as big a school system that we're in. We have the middle school right across the street, and you know, so they're those guys are always constantly around us. And same thing with our freshman staff. You know, we're lucky enough to have our own freshman coaches, and you know, the offensive coordinator for the freshman staff played for me back at Trousdale. So, you know, the language and the verbiage is still the same. And so it is. It's a huge advantage, and we're lucky to have it that way. And like I said, it's going to pay dividends, just like it has, you know, when we were at Trousdale. And, you know, we got the idea from just stealing from other successful programs, you know, like Maryville. What has made Maryville so successful all these years? Well, they've had consistency at the coaching staff. You know, they've had a lot of the same assistants. They had the same head coach for couple decades, but then he moves on, and they move a guy right up that's used to his system and his way of doing things. And of course, they've got him from the middle school up running their system, and so yeah, we're definitely trying to emulate some of the things that successful programs have done throughout the state and the country.
A lot of people want to talk about Oakland being in Chattanooga that first week in December, but we talked the other night, and you're very worried about Shelbyville.
Absolutely. I'm at the office right now. You know, we actually got out for Veterans Day and had an early practice, but, you know, I'm just watching these guys on film. They've got a very talented team, a lot of speed on defense. And, you know, it's just that time of year. You know, we've got a couple guys that are banged up, had a guy that had surgery yesterday. He's probably going to be out for the year, you know, actually have a COVID case. We haven't had one of those in 6 or 7 weeks. So we've got one kid that's out, you know, with COVID and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're used to bumps and bruises this time of year, but there's still some factors that are weighing in on just how successful we could be Friday night. So it's one of those things that kind of keep you up at night. But hopefully, you know, we've got the next guy up ready to roll, and, you know, hopefully we've got him coached up this week.
Is this the most unique year coaching for you? Because you started out with a national televised game on ESPN. Then you can't get anybody to play. You got to go out of the region, and you get Lipscomb and CPA to come to your house. I just got to think it's frustrating at some level, but the other part of it, though, it's a great challenge for your kids and your staff week in and week out.
Yeah, you know, last year it was very stressful on every coach in the state. You know, not sure whether you're going to be able to play, and you know, not getting your usual June and spring practice in, not doing any 7-on-7, stuff like that. So we were hoping it was going to be more of a normal year, and it has. But at the same time, we're kind of rolling with the punches. You know, had a team out of Florida that backed out on us because of COVID, and we get it. A team out of Virginia didn't show up. But then we replaced them with quality opponents like Lipscomb and CPA, and you know, we've got Hendersonville, who we think is going to be probably a semifinal team, and playing Madison Ridgeland Academy out of Mississippi. Went down there, 7.5-hour drive, and like I said, got to put our product on ESPN, and you know, I thought we represented ourselves real well. Got to take a non-region game over to South Pittsburgh, really special place to play football. Our guys got to see what it was like. You know, where football is the only show in town, and it was awesome. And then, of course, we play in one of the toughest regions in the district, you know, and we were able to take care of Riverdale on TV, and got on, you know, the local TV and got to show out there, and then, you know, went through our schedule with Blackman and Siegel and Rockville and those guys, and were able to take care of business. So, yes, definitely a unique year. It's been fun so far. We just, like I said, things are kind of late in the year, so we know that you know, injuries and those sort of things happen. So we just got to, you know, adjust on the run. And that's kind of what you got to do on Friday night. So we've been able to do that this week. And like I said, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And that's what our guys got to understand. You know, you were oftentimes guaranteed 7 or 8 games. And then luckily, you know, we picked up Lipscomb and CPA. And so we got to play 9. And then the next thing you know, it's win or go home, so we're not guaranteed any game past Friday night. So our guys know that, and, you know, they can't be looking toward Chattanooga just yet. There's a lot of football to be played.
By the way, my partner Chase McCabe was on the TV call for the Riverdale and Oakland game down there, and I told him
and I talked before the game.
So. That no matter what happens, there is no Kevin Creasy slander on the TV broadcast.
There
that
was
night.
Not.
Good.
That's right. I did. I had some of my relatives in Hornwall. I was like, make sure you take notes. I know for a fact that Chase has been warned. I don't know if he's going to question any calls or not, but. Just let me know if he talks any smack behind my back.
I will.
They gave me a good report back on him.
My favorite thing that Coach said to me, we were talking before the game, and, it was obviously a big rivalry game there in Murfreesboro.
Sure.
So there was a little chirping going on from the other sideline, just kind of like getting into the moment. And Coach looks at me and goes, I don't think we've ever won a pregame or something like that, or won the game
that's
in pregame.
Great.
And I was like, oh, that's the line right there. That's a good one. But you talk about Coach as we look ahead and all those things. That's what media does. But your guy's not looking ahead to Chattanooga. Is there a little bit of, you don't know what's going to happen Friday night with you all. You don't know what's going to happen Friday night with Riverdale. But that possibility of a rematch, does that linger at all? Or is that anytime that comes up, you go, nope, we're not talking about that until it actually happens?
Well, you can't hide that one. Most people are already thinking about that. But, again, Riverdale plays a quality opponent in Lebanon. So,
yeah.
If we win and Lebanon wins, we're going on the road to Lebanon, A lot of times in the third round, we hadn't had to travel. But if Riverdale wins, then, it could be a rematch. And, that was one of our closer games. And, they've got some of the best linebackers I've ever seen on the same team. It's amazing. They got four of them, and they're the four best I've probably ever seen playing on the same team together. It's like an all-star team over there. But, yeah, like I said, before the game, those guys were saying some mean and hurtful things, and luckily our guys laughed it off. Luckily we didn't lose the game in pregame, so that's something we talk about a lot of times. We don't want to get too intimidated by guys over there doing jumping jacks. We want to at least get to the first play or two before we see whether they're going to be able to handle us or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, best of luck tomorrow. It's always good to talk to you, and kind of feels like the old days of Friday nights and talking on the Game Blitz. But appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate you guys having a high school coach on. You know what I'm saying? And I know that there's a lot of people in Murfreesboro that appreciate you doing that. And hopefully we can talk again soon.
No doubt about it. Kevin Creasy, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots. Always a pleasure. And how many times do we talk to him after games on Friday nights?
And that's the thing is that, these high, like he just talked about, and the high school coaches appreciate the coverage. They appreciate the love. And we've said this before, and I think Darren asked me when I joined you guys on Friday what my affinity is for high school. It's these coaches who do more than coach. I mean, they take players home. I mean, they sometimes pay the electric bill for their players. They bring them food. I mean, there's so much more than just showing up and going through practice. And God bless the high school football coaches, the assistants, the head coaches. I see it. I talk to them. You talk to them, Chase. You know them. And you see them. And the work they do impacts you forever. It impacts these kids for the rest of their lives. And that's the thing I wrote about last week. And thank you for bringing that up 2 weeks ago about when a kid doesn't make it to the playoffs, and there was a kid a few years ago, and his dad said, well, they never make it to the playoffs, and he spent all this time out there. I was just wondering if it was worth it. And I it stuck me. I'm like, what do you mean? It's every second he spent on that football field was worth it. Every second practicing was worth it. Every second riding the team bus was worth it. Every second getting your butt kicked and then rebounding the next week to win was worth it. I've got so many stories from those adventures in high school. I know high school football, whatever, but they formed a bond. It's the first pride that I had. And I talk about McGavick High School all the time with friends and the bond and the coaches and the pride and the losing and the winning and the heartache and the jubilation. It all starts in high school, whether it's high school football, basketball, whatever. It all started there. So coaches like Coach Creasy, and there's so many around.
Sure.
I could spend the next 3 hours going down these high school coaches, but God bless them for what they do.
Well, and along those lines, you and Greg Pogue told me that as I got older, I would remember less, and I've kind of noticed that things fade, but there's one memory that will never fade for me. And I didn't play. I was the manager, and That was the best decision that I ever made, was doing that for basketball and for football and even softball, because I was a part of the team.
You were.
I wasn't, very athletic, as we all are very well aware of, but I was a part of the team, and I will never forget our last game, which I believe it was a playoff game, lost at FRA, and me and the other seniors, we had turned the lights, we're turning the lights off.
Right.
And everybody was gone, and we all just walked out on the field, walked to the 50, to the middle of the field, and nobody said a word. We just stood there, and we looked around, and it was that, like, we're never going to do this again. It's done, but it's like, thought about, I only did that for 2 years, but and some of the guys came out to play for their senior year, and that was it.
Sure.
But it was the impact that it made, and just sitting there and, tears in our eyes.
Yeah,
and
it's over.
But we walked off, and we all, like, were arm in arm. And it was like that. We will always have that moment
forever. Yeah. And you walked in the middle of the field, and it was. And so that gives me chills. Thinking about that. My experience at McGavick, we lost a playoff game on a Hail Mary to NBA. So just like that, my high school career was over with. And
oh wow! So that I guess that was when everything was just jumbled together.
Yeah. So it was the first round of the playoffs. We lost over there, 24-21. It was done. And I remember, like, all right, let's get the ball. Let's go back on the field. Let's do that. It was over. And I cherished that moment. I mean, it was a heartbreak, but again, every second, like you talked about, spent on that field with those coaches. And, I wrote the article in about 5 minutes because it just flowed out of everything. And I was so mad at this parent, like, well, we want to know if it was worth it or not. My God, man, all that. The hours, you can tell me a basketball player, same thing, who doesn't make the playoffs, was it worth those hours in the gym? Absolutely, yes, it was. And in baseball, the kid that goes to the batting cages and swings for hours and months and years and days, was it worth it? You damn straight it was worth it. I'll stop.
No, I love it.
I'll stop.
The passion, that you bring is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, brother.
But something that Kevin Creasy, that I asked him about culture and keeping the culture, I want to tie that in to our pro teams here, because I think at any level it's an important thing and it's very difficult to do. We will discuss that on the other side. If you want to weigh in on anything, 615-737-1025. That is our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Want to also recognize, haven't done this yet, and shame on me for that, it is Veterans Day. You can celebrate our heroes this Veterans Day as we set aside time to honor the brave men and women who have fought to protect our country. To emphasize the community's thankfulness, several events are taking place around town to celebrate our veterans, active military, and their families. Field of Honor today through Saturday from 9 to 4 at Andrew Jackson's Hermitage in Victory Field. This historic site will feature 1,000 American flags honoring veterans and active military. So appreciate all of our veterans out there. If you see a veteran, thank them for their service, because we certainly all appreciate it. We'll have more coming here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.